Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God our Father and in the confession of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne, and before him will be gathered all nations. How very different what we will see then from what we see here and now. In this fallen world, this world which, when it turned away from God, turned not as it thought it was doing, away from judgment, but turned rather away from the grace and mercy by which we are alone able to stand in the judgment. In this world, the Son of Man must appear always in weakness and suffering, in hardship, and in seeming insignificance, with the glory of God hidden beneath his sufferings and his cross. In the end of days, the end of the days of this time and this world, then the glory of the Son of Man will finally be revealed for what it is. Then what is hidden and known now only by faith, faith which clings to his word, will be seen by all men's eyes. It is there and then, and not here and now, that we will behold him in his kingly power. There and then, the peoples of the earth will be gathered as he desired that they should be gathered here and now by his word. But then, not for blessing and for grace, but for judgment. He will gather us all to make a separation between us. Here and now, no visible throne, no obvious glory or weight of glory, only his word, which calls us to come to him, to come to faith, to the confession of our sins, to the walking by faith in him which clings to his word, that word alone which turns us away from the sin that is in us, to struggle against all misbelief and unbelief, not only in the world around us, but within our own hearts and minds, to call upon him for forgiveness, for help in the time of need, and for strength and wisdom to see how it is our neighbor needs us. Two things should be said about this word of our Lord. First, about the dividing. Sheep go to the right, goats to the left. That means that the shepherd is able to tell which is which and tells them which way to go. To you and to me, the difference between sheep and goats seems fairly obvious. It's what we would call a no-brainer, probably because we are used to the very highly bred varieties of both. Very difficult not to be able to tell them apart. But out in the wild, they are not so easily distinguished. Only an expert can tell them apart. A good shepherd, a veterinarian. Perhaps the good physician is also a good vet. The real differences are inside, you see, in what they are made up of, not in the outward appearances. For example, the lambs have a protective layer of fat, which makes it possible for them to survive in the cold Palestinian winter nights when the goats would get pneumonia. The sheep, the shepherd, knows his flock. He calls his sheep by name. He knows who they are. And he who is our shepherd knows what is in us, what is in our heart, what is under our skin, whether we abide in our baptism into his death and resurrection and cling to his word or whether we do not. As the Son of Man remains hidden under outward weakness and lowliness and humility in this world, so too his sheep are not known by outward characteristics, by things which are easily able to be observed. Second, when the time of separation and judgment comes, those who are judged cannot for the life of them understand on the basis of their own observations and wisdom how it was that they ended up just where they ended up. The sheep scratch their little heads. They cannot for the life of them recall having ministered to Christ, but he says that they have. in those who are in need. The goats, for their part, cannot imagine that they have ever failed to do what they were to have done, but they have failed to do it, and so they are judged. What is pleasing in the sight of God is that which is done from faith, the faith which looks to Him. The faith that calls upon Him for mercy and help and forgiveness for the sake of Christ, and then both lives and acts from that faith. Such faith is God's gift to us, given as in this time and this place through the speaking we hear of His word from the pulpit here in the house of God, and from such blessed food, the medicine of endless life, which He now sets before us in His body and His blood, in the bread and the wine of His sacrament from His table. And so it is that He refreshes us and sustains us and strengthens us and builds us and equips us and informs us and establishes us in holy living to His glory and to the good of others. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.